Well, good morning, I guess it is. It's not afternoon yet. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial here in Marion, Ohio. Or you're listening on the internet. You're listening to our Listen Live feature, and you can listen to us anywhere in the whole wide world just by going to our website and scrolling down and clicking Listen Live on that app. Okay, we've got a caller calling in. Already got the answer for something. Hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a belt?
A what?
A belt. B-E-L-T.
A belt? Let's see here. Looking for holes. no belt on there, Bob. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
How about chicken wire?
Chicken wire. Chicken wire has lots of holes in it. Nope, that's not on there either. Sorry.
Well,
keep trying.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. No chicken wire, no belt. But we still have four things on that particular thing. Name something that might be full of holes. I'm going to cancel the other question. Name something that a naughty kid does to Santa. I went down over the list of eight things, and one, two, three, four of them I wouldn't want to mention on the air. So we're going to cancel that one. Disregard that one. We did have the number one answer, and the number one answer to that question, name something that a naughty kid does to Santa, pull his beard. That's correct. I can tell you a couple of others that aren't bad, but, you know, kick or bite Santa. Can't tell you the next one. Eat Santa's cookies that have been left out for him. And then I can't tell you the next one. I can't tell you the next one. And the last one is stays up and spies to see what Santa does. But I'm going to do away with that one because four of those things are things I don't want you to even get the idea you might do it. Now, Bob might go out and do that, you know. not Bob. No, he wouldn't do that. Okay, so I'm going to give you another one here. And this one is kind of fun, if I can find it. I've lost it, naturally. Here it is. Name something that has to be licked. Something that has to be licked. Now, we all know, I'm sure we all know most of these, okay? So give it a try. Name something that has to be licked. We've got that. And surely my smart people can come up with that in no time. We got about 43 minutes to go, 42 minutes to go in this second session. And I'm being kind of lazy. I'm doing the Family Feud thing where you guys call in to 740-383-9944 if you have the answer to these two questions. Name something that might be full of holes, or name something that has to be licked. Okay, we got somebody on the phone here. Let's go and see what they have to say. Why can't I hit the right buttons here? Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
How about an envelope?
What was that?
An envelope.
That's got to be on here. Hang on. I think you got that one. Yeah, you know what? It's all the way at the bottom, but it's on there. Very good, Bob. Attaboy. Envelope. All right. Bob's a sharp guy. He's got a lot of answers today. All right. Thanks for calling in. All right. And if you've got an answer to these questions, you're more than welcome to call in. Even if your answers are wrong, we like people calling in and just talking to us. Gives us something to do on a kind of a sticky day. It is kind of sticky, right? So anyway, and if you're also listening now, and let's say you've got a yard sale coming up tomorrow or the next day, or both days, or today, tomorrow, and the next day, give us a call after the 12:15, and Swap Shop will be on the air. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a sucker?
Sucker is number one.
Okay.
Attaboy. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Man.
Bye. Bye-bye. You got that one right. I knew that one would come in real fast. And there are no dirty answers on this, by the way. So take those out of your mind. Okay. Oh, we got another person wanting to give another answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh. The guy just said sucker.
Yeah, he did.
Well, also, how about a stamp? You don't have to anymore, but
let's see.
A stamp or something like that.
Stamp is number three on the list. Atta girl.
Okay, and I have one for the holes.
Okay, yeah, tell me.
Like an excuse, an alibi. It's full of holes.
You got it. I didn't think anybody would think of that, but that's it. That's number three on the list. Very good. Atta girl. Have a good day. All right. She got two of them right. She's a smart lady. See, we have a lot of really smart people that listen to this show. And I make it easy because I don't set the bar very high, being not the sharpest tack in the box myself. So I don't set it very high, and we have a lot of people that call in, and some of these things I didn't even think of. Like, I really did not think of alibi when I read that question. But this person called in just now and told us alibi. That's it. This is one of those that they have a slash mark and give something else. It's an alibi slash story. So if you were thinking story, yeah, that's right. You were right. All right. Sometimes I wonder if there are husbands and wives sitting listening to this show and they're arguing with each other about things like, I don't want to start any fights, okay? No fights. I don't have very many fights with my wife. My wife and I are... After 51 years, we just ignore each other. But I don't want to start any fights for anybody else either. Sometimes when I talk, yesterday I went home after the show and I started telling my wife what we talked about. And that started a bit of an argument, but not bad, not bad. We just kind of agreed to disagree on a couple of things. All right, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 on the FM dial, or you're listening on the internet, listening live. And you can hear us anywhere in the world on the internet. Go to our website and click on Listen Live, and you can listen anywhere. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Something ripped like an ice cream cone.
Let's see if that's on here. I have to change pages. That's why it takes me a little longer. Ice cream cone is number two. You're a winner. Thank
okay.
you. That's number two with 32 people agreeing with the lady. Atta girl. Atta girl. I knew we'd get people on that one because it's pretty simple, but it also is kind of interesting. It makes you think, doesn't it? Now, the last one on this one, it's got to be a little bit, you're going to have to think a little harder on the last answer. There are only six answers to what has to be licked. There are two more left. I would think that the fourth one is pretty easy, but the sixth one, it might be a little bit more difficult. Okay, let's see. We still have one, two, three things left that could be considered full of holes, and we have one, two things left to name something that has to be licked. I guess we need to start looking for another question. We're getting these questions answered pretty quick now. Quickly. Always end, when it's an adverb, always end it in an L-Y, right? Quickly, not quick. My father was death on that. Now, Dad, you all know that my father was a Methodist minister. But he was also, when we were down in Crawfordsville, Indiana, which is where Wabash College is, he was also a English professor there. And he took that to heart. If we did not use correct grammar, we were corrected. Not in a bad way. He just wanted us to speak correctly. All right. I'm looking for it while I'm telling you that story, I'm looking for another question that might be easy but fun. I don't like to get some of these questions are really hard, and I don't want to give you the really hard ones. This one's kind of a fun one. Let's do this one, okay? Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Now, these can be real or they don't have to be real. I'm just saying, you know. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. This one's not on it, but if I look out the window, well, yes, it is on it. I was about to give away one. I better read all of these before I open my big mouth, right? All right. I hope you enjoyed this morning. We had Thunderbolt was on with Terry and also with Scott, and they had a great discussion this morning. Oh, I've got a caller already. Let me go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Snow.
Good answer. Let's see if it's a right answer. Oh, boy. I could give you that one, but I'm not. It says bad weather. I'm going to give you that one. That's the number one answer. Bad weather. Now, I'm going to say snow is bad weather, but it says in a hyphenated thing, tornado. So, good answer, Bob. Attaboy. All right. Let's go back. And pick up the phone again. Oh, I got... Hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
I was going to say...
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was going to say snow, but he said that. I'll just say somebody with a gun.
Ooh, let's see if it's somebody with a gun. Nope, nobody... Now, I'm with you. If I look outside and somebody's got a gun, I'm staying inside, right? I'm with
you.
Well,
he said mine. I was going to say weather, the snow, or rain, or something, but I didn't take on that one. The only thing I can say is somebody with a gun, I wouldn't go out.
That would scare me to death, yes. I agree with you. And it's... And I hope you do stay inside if you see somebody with a gun. Be safe.
Yes.
All right.
Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah. You look out the window and somebody's got a gun. You know that's not a good sign, right? Yeah. And I won't get political. I'm going to leave that alone. All right. But if you look outside and you have really bad weather, bad snow or tornado, that's the number one answer, and it's by far the number one answer. There were 71 people that said if they look out the window and see bad weather, they're staying inside. But there are 5 more answers, and all of them are kind of interesting. That's why I put this question on there. I thought it'd be fun for you to... And one of them's really crazy. We have a lot of really crazy stuff on this radio station. All you have to do is listen to Scott and me on Wednesday morning. You'll hear a lot of crazy stuff. All right. Hang on. We got somebody else. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, I'm going to say a dog. Maybe like a... You know, like a big, well, I'm not going to say a big dog like a pit bull, but a dog. If I saw a dog out there, I don't think I'd go out.
Now, I'm with you, and there's one that's close to that, but I can't give it to you because it actually specifically names the type of animal. So I'm going to say you get a half an attagirl.
Oh, do you mean you have to name the dog or the animal?
Yeah, you have to name the animal. Give me a name of an animal that would, other than a dog, that would scare you if you saw it outside.
Well, I don't know bear, but...
You got it! You hit it right on the head!
Well, I was trying to think around here, but I thought, well, a bear, I guess I would go, or a lion, I wouldn't go out.
Yeah,
so.
I wouldn't either. Stay inside with a lion. Now, there was a black bear down in where I used to live, down in Athens, and it would come through people's backyards all the time. It didn't really hurt anybody, it just kind of wandered through their yard, and some lady shot it and killed it. It made me feel so bad.
I think not very long ago, somewhere here, I don't know where it was, somebody saw a bear. I don't know if it's around Dayton, one of these places.
Yeah, there are about, and I did, I was a reporter at the time, I did a story about it and found out at that particular time there were only about 800 black bear in the entire state of Ohio. Now, there are more now, but not a whole lot more. They can't get across the Ohio River, I guess, because there's lots in West Virginia, and there are a lot, over on that side of Pennsylvania. So.
Because I was watching my first stick, and it showed a guy on a bike. It was like 10 things, something animals chasing, and one of them was a bear.
Yeah, I saw that.
The bike was on there. But I don't know when it was. It could have been 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does things, not right now, but later.
Yeah.
Well, that bear was just running after that bike. So. Yeah,
that would have scared me.
I know.
Black bears aren't aggressive, but those grizzly bears and the other type of bears, no, I'm staying away.
Yeah.
All righty. Thanks for calling in. You get an Anna girl.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'd stay away from any type of bear, even a black bear. Black bear tend to be... And we'll talk to James Anderson, our Marion County naturalist, about this. But I'm pretty sure black bear, they go both ways. They'll eat meat or they will eat vegetables. But I think they tend to stay away from hurting humans. I think they go more for little critters, you know, if they're going to eat meat. So anyway, we'll ask him. He'll be on the last Thursday of this month, and we'll ask him the exact I'm not real fond of being outside with all the birds that we had there for a while. I'm always afraid they're going to poke me or something. Back when I was racing sailboats, we would go Chicago to Mackinac race, which by the time you end up, depending on the year, if you have good wind, you can do it in about two and a half days. If you have bad wind, it took us 5 days 1 year. But that year that it took so long, we got to the other end, and you get sea legs, what they call sea legs. You're kind of wobbly when you get on dry land. And I was kind of wobbly. I was not drunk, if my wife's listening. I was not drunk. But I was kind of wobbly walking down the main street there on Mackinac Island, and there are lots of awnings that go across in front of the stores. And a bat came flying down through the under the awnings and did hit me in the head. And I was told they never hit you, but it did brush my head. So anyway, okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm
going to
say a wolf or a coyote.
A wolf or a coyote, I would definitely stay away from those. But that's, I think, naming the bear was the last animal that was on my list. So you got an atta girl for that one, but not for this one.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Good answers, though. Definitely good answers. I don't know. I'm told that there are coyotes in every county in the United States. I had never seen a coyote in my life until my wife and I went out to visit my son out in California, and there was a coyote standing right at the corner of a road that went up the side of a mountain. And I said, well, that's an ugly looking dog. And my son said, that's not a dog, that's a coyote. Kind of surprised me. Kind of skinny, tall, I'd stay away from a coyote. If he's outside, he might not be happy. You never know. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. You're on the air. There we go. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a skunk?
Skunk. Yeah, stay away from skunks. They're not very good. But that is not one of the items. I'm sorry, Bob.
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye. No, stay away from skunks. The skunks will... we should have James Anderson here, our naturalist. He has told me how to get rid of that smell. And I can't remember how it is, but I'm not going to get close enough to a skunk that I'm going to have to worry about it. Now, we do have skunk smells out in our backyard, but he tells me a skunk can carry that smell with it, you know. So I'm going to stay away from them. I'm going to stay away from almost every critter. Let them be what they want to be. All right, let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Okay, something you lick. How about a popsicle?
Oh, Okay, you got it. That's number four, popsicle. I knew that somebody would get that one. Now, we only have one left on that, and I don't think anybody's going to get this, but we'll tell you at the end of the show, okay?
Okay, and the one about the animal, the bear, was afraid to go outside. Was that it?
Yeah, bear is, we already got that one, yeah.
No, something you would be afraid to go outside about.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Something you'd okay. be afraid to go outside. A bear, definitely. Don't go outside with bears out there.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. All right. Yeah, we got that one. We got one thing on this list that I think will surprise you of what not to go outside if you see it out there. It definitely will surprise you. And one of them... I'm not sure you'd be around if this happened. So, kind of some strange answers, but I thought it'd be fun to run this one up the flagpole and see what people find. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about a stamp?
Now, we got the stamp, but that's correct. Yeah, that was number three. Good answer. No problem.
How about a snake?
Nope, it doesn't say a snake.
How about a snake?
Nope. No snake. I wouldn't go out if there was a snake out there, but nope. Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye. No, you put a snake out there, you know, even a little garter snake. I'm staying inside. I like to live and let live. I'm not terribly afraid of snakes, but I just don't want them hanging around with me. You are what your neighborhood is. Stay away from it. All right. We've got only one answer left on what you have. Something that has to be licked. And we only have, we have several answers. No, we only have three answers to name something that might be full of holes. Okay, those are the two things we have. And let's see. We have one, two, three, four answers left on name something you see out. If you see it outside, it would make you want to stay inside. And one of them you'll never get because I really think it's a dumb answer. Well, you might get it. Maybe you're a lot smarter than I am. But I'm no doubt of that. Hey, it's 11:36 here in Marion, Ohio. I hope you're having fun. We're just kind of fooling around today. I have so many things going on, trying to find a puppy dog and so many things going around. I had to take care of my son's dog for 3 days. My sister-in-law coming over to the house. I just haven't had time to think. Okay? So that's why I'm being a little lazy today. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
On the holes one, on the one full of holes, I'll say clothing.
Yeah, now
years ago there used to be malls you'd have things full of holes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But you know that was one of those answers they gave me: socks, and then it was hyphenated clothing. So yes, you're right, but it came under the word socks. So I already gave that one away.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I started a little bit ago. Yeah, you never hear of things full of holes anymore, like moths or anything. The clothes don't have wool, I guess.
Yeah, so. You know, that's true. I had forgotten all about moths eating holes in clothes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to. I know we used those old mothballs when I was growing up a lot.
They stunk.
Yes, if they kept the malls out, I guess.
Yeah, if I were a moth, I wouldn't go in it.
I wouldn't either. So.
Yeah. All right. You got the answer right, but it already sort of been given. Thanks.
Oh, I didn't hear that one. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Yeah, they kind of threw me a curve here with some of these answers. We have lots of answers that have two answers to it, like that one. But the number one answer on that line was socks, but then it was hyphenated and it said clothes. So it was kind of, yes, she was right, but we had already gotten it with socks. So I guess, I'm sorry. 11:38, you're listening to On the Air here at WWGH in Marion, Ohio. 107.1. I hope you're having a good day, and I hope it gets better for you. I hope this day turns into the best day of your life. if I find the little puppy, it might be the best day of my life for a long time. I've been looking a long time. I've been looking a long time for a puppy. I've been looking even longer for a motor home that I'd really like to get. A little motor home, you know, 20, 21 feet, 22 feet long motor home. We used to have one, and it was really a trailer, and it was nice, but it was kind of scary when you drag it behind you. Okay, let's go back to the phone. We have another caller. If I can find the right button. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, so the hole is just trying notebook paper.
Oh, like that's paper. A good answer. Let's see here. That's a very good answer. Oh, now I can't find the stupid answers. Oh, here it is. Let's see. Nope, not on there. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. No, and that does. Now, when you were a kid, did you get notebook paper that had three holes in it or five holes in it? You know, sometimes you'd buy the notebook paper that had five holes in it. That's so it would fit either a three-holer or a two-holer. That's what I usually got because I didn't know what type of holder I was going to have. I used to love that. That was the best part of school, planning all the stuff that you're going to take so you're going to be organized. I never did any work, but I like to plan for it. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn, on your holes, did anybody say net?
I think that's one of them. Hang on. Yes, fishing net or any type of net. Absolutely. That's number four. Attaboy.
Okay.
You're a winner. Give yourself a pat on the back if you can still reach it.
Yeah, I can still reach it.
All right, good. Take care.
What kind of dog do you want?
I'm looking for a little fuzzy dog. You know, like a Lhasa Apso or a Shih Tzu, or I gotta be careful how I say these things.
Yeah. Okay. I just wondered.
Yeah, I don't.
Did you check that paper out?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I didn't find anything, but I did go over and look at
another new listing in there this week.
Oh, okay. Maybe I looked at last week's because I went yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'll keep looking.
All right, I'll keep in touch and try to find out. You know, just like the motorhome, we see them. But I'll start getting a number if you want something like that. I'll get you a number.
Okay, yeah, I'd be glad to.
I see them out there, but we just see them setting with the signs on, so yeah. I'll let you know if I see one your size.
I found exactly what I wanted at a local dealer. Custom Coaches had exactly what I wanted, and I went out there, and I said, I'd like to look at that. She said we sold that a couple hours after we got it.
Wow. Yeah, they don't last long, I know, because we've seen some of the bigger ones, but none in the small size.
I don't want a bigger one. That's why I want a little puppy and a little motor home. I'm too old to try and drive one of those big motor homes, and I'm also too weak to lift up a big puppy. I've had a person offer me a Labrador, but it weighed 80 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want that on my lap.
Yeah. I had one given to me, and I couldn't keep it in the cage, so I kept running off.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So, no more of that.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for your interest,
right,
and thanks for helping.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's the nice thing about working at this radio station. We have lots of friends. We have lots of friends. They'll help you do anything around here. There are good people in Marion, Ohio, and anybody that says different, I beg to differ with you. All right, we're down to one item that you have that needs to be licked. Name something that has to be licked. We have one item. Two items on name something that might be full of holes. And I've got a phone call, so I'll talk about the other one after we do the phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, something you lick. Have you had your fingers?
No,
like when you eat chicken? Like chicken?
And I do that all the time. Yeah, no. You know what? Another one that I always lick my fingers on, that those Cheez-Its, and you get your fingertips get covered with that orange stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta lick your lip. But that's not the final answer on this one. I'm sorry.
See, I thought that would be like number one. Well, not number one, but people are all the time licking their fingers when they eat. You know,
yeah, you're right, yeah. But that's not on there.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Oh, boy. We're having some fun. We got about 16 minutes till the end of this show, and then we're going to flip over to Swap Shop. And if you've got something that you're trying to get rid of, you know, you got a toaster oven or you got a set of snow skis or anything you've got in your garage or basement that you're trying to get rid of, and you might try putting it on Swap Shop. Give us a call. Tell us what you got. Tell us what phone number they can call you. You can put a price on it, or you can tell them you'll negotiate with them. We'll be glad to put it on. And same phone number as we have right now. And let me get back to the phones while we're talking. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, something that has to be licked. Hey, sucker.
Yeah, the very first answer was lollipop, and so I think that covers the sucker. Very good, Bob. Attaboy. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, he had that one. I mean, that was number one by far. Well, not by far. It was number two was ice cream cone, and that was 32 people, and lollipop was 33, and then it drops off. Those are our top two answers on that. Now, if you disagree with these answers, take it up with Parade Magazine, because those are the people that put these lists together. I don't know how they do it. I'm sure they do it with focus groups or something like that. That's a fancy term for getting a bunch of people together and asking them what they believe. But anyway, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, for the ones that you lick, I'm going to say like frosting or icing. I don't know if you'd say it from a knife. You wouldn't lick it from a knife, but people lick that icing and frosting.
Yeah, I hope you don't lick it right off the cake.
Yeah,
that's kind of nasty.
That whole thing that they do it with, always with the icing off.
Yeah, I absolutely know what you're talking about, but that's not the answer. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, yeah. Please don't lick the icing directly off the cake. That's kind of nasty. If I see a tongue mark on my cake, I'm probably not going to eat any of it. I don't know what a tongue mark looks like, however, so maybe I would go ahead. It might look just like what your mom does when she does the swirly stuff on your cakes. Which do you prefer, cake or pie? I kind of prefer pie, but only if I have ice cream with it. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, on the lick, how about your lips?
There you go. That's the final answer. Attaboy. Lick your lips.
Now, my wife just told me that, and I said, really? I'll call him.
So,
put it in there.
So now we know who the smart person in the family is, right?
Got that right.
All right. You got it. Attaboy. Right. Bye-bye. Attagirl. All right. Great answer. All right. We've answered all of the questions on that one. I can put that page away. Now, let's see. We have two more answers to name something that might be full of holes. And one of them I think we sort of got. And then we have one, two, three, four answers to name something. If you see it outside, it'd make you want to stay inside. Let's get back on the phone here. Hi, you're on the air.
I just started listening because I haven't heard what the answers you've gotten so far. You said things with holes in it.
Yeah.
Would it be a screen or a...
You got it. A screen. Yeah. I was surprised that we didn't get anybody to answer that early. But screen is on there. Absolutely. Atta girl.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I was surprised that somebody didn't say that right off the beginning, but they obviously don't have mosquitoes and flies in their studio like I do. You know the mosquitoes are going crazy this year. At least they are in my area. Now, I have four garden areas in my backyard, little garden areas, but they all seem to, because I water them almost daily, unless it's raining. They all seem to attract mosquitoes. This morning I went out, I had some sugar peas that I had to pick off, and they're back by at the back of my yard where there's lots of trees and shrubs and stuff like that. And boy, did I get attacked. There is no answer to actually, if you want to stop the itch from a mosquito, I find that if I scratch it enough so that I kind of break the skin where it is and put a little ammonia on it, it stings like the devil when you first do it. But the itch goes away. So that's kind of what I do. And then there are things you can buy at the drugstore or the grocery store that say they will take the itch out of a bite, but they're not nearly as fast as putting something on like ammonia that stings the devil out of you, but then it's gone. Anyway, that's kind of the fun of summer, isn't it? Now we're going to talk a lot about summer during Swap Shop, because when we're not, you know, trying to help somebody sell something on Swap Shop, we're going to do a little bit of summer trivia, and I'm going to tell you all sorts of answers. We hope they're right. I take them off the internet, so they're supposed to be right. But you know, everything's not always right on the internet. I've found a lot of things that are absolutely wrong on the internet. Oh, well, I try not to be too concerned about that if I'm doing it for fun. Now, if I'm doing it seriously, I usually, if I really want a serious answer, I will go to the library and I will pull out a book that specifically works on that subject. You don't want, if you're trying to figure what type of sled is the best sled to go down a hill on, you don't want somebody telling you something because they're trying to sell a sled. You want to know really what makes the best sled. Well, that's not one of the things I would go to the library for. But hey, I hope you're having a good day. We're kind of being a little silly today. We're having fun. So far, we've got we got all the answers to the question of name something that has to be licked. Number one is lollipop. Number two is ice cream or ice cream cone. Number three is stamp. And the lady said, you know, not everybody uses stamps. My wife uses stamps all the time. So, number four was popsicle. Number five was envelope. And the last one that was just answered was your lips. A lot of people lick their lips. I do. Not very often, but not in public. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got a hole in the head.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
A hole in the head. I mean, sparkling.
I was going to say, I can't find anything like that.
Yeah, hole in the head.
Yeah. All right, thanks for calling in, Bob. He was being silly with me. All right, well, that's okay, because that's kind of what we're doing today. We're kind of being silly. We got 8 minutes left to go in this segment, and after this segment's done, I do Swap Shop, and same number, 740-389-9944. Oh, I'm sorry. Mark that out. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Give us a call either for the answers to these Family Feud questions, or in the next period, give us a call for Swap Shop. If you got a garage sale going on, or if you got something you're trying to get rid of, you know, one thing I have in my garage that I really ought to try to sell, I ought to put it out on the yard and put a sign on it or something. When I moved to my house, the person left behind one of those big round drums that you pull behind a tractor to flatten out the grass. I never knew what to do with it, but it sure takes a lot of room up in my garden. I don't use it. So, anyway, all right, let's go back to the phone. We have somebody on the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about bed springs?
Bed springs? For what? They have holes in it?
Yeah, there are holes in bed springs.
I don't have that. Sorry, Bob.
Yep.
You're giving me lots of answers today, though. I love it. But not that one. All right. All right. Let me make sure I've got everything turned off here. Yeah, I do. All right. 11:54, and we're down to the last 6 minutes of this segment. And in the next segment, we'll be talking about Swap Shop stuff. And we will end this interesting day of... I'll give you another minute or so to call in, and then I'll give you the answers on the three things. Let's see, one thing that has holes in it. And let's see. Hang on. I got another phone call. Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
For the one with holes, I don't know if you've had, like, in the kitchen, you had that strainer, you strained
Yeah, that was one of the first ones, and you're absolutely right. The person said it was a strainer, I think, and it listed both strainer and colander. I always think of it as a colander. So,
okay,
yeah, that's on there.
That one.
No, it's on there.
I didn't hear that one.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to give you the answer to some of these things. I'm looking forward to giving you the answers on name something. If you see it outside, it would make you want to stay inside. And I'll tell you the reason why I'm looking forward to giving you those answers. They're really strange. And that's why I picked that question, because of some of the... Now, the number one answer was if you look outside and there's bad weather out there, like a tornado or a snowstorm. And that was by far the number one answer, with 71 people saying bad weather. Number two was an animal or a bear. Then the following four are kind of vague. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, the one with holes, how about a fan?
I'm sorry, say that again. I missed
it. A fan, like a fan.
A fan.
F-A-N.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not on here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Good answer, though. All right, thanks. Bye-bye. She's trying to get in under the wire there. We're down to the final 4 minutes, right? When I get down to the final... 2.5 minutes, I will give you the answers that are left. And there aren't very many. You were pretty smart today, folks. I really appreciated that. Also, it killed a lot of time for me, so I didn't have to do much thinking last night. That I spend, you know, probably 2 or 3 hours preparing most of my shows. When I'm really at a loss for anything to say, I found that if I do this Family Feud thing, that kills pretty much a whole morning, because we have so many people who like to play the game. And one time, I think Scott said I can't remember, but it must have been dozens of phone calls. He must have asked some really good questions and had a lot of people listening too. All right, let's go back to the phone one last time. Hi, you're on the air.
Are you still doing the question with holes in it?
Yeah, I got one last thing with the holes in it.
Swiss cheese?
Oh, no, that was number one.
Oh,
so you were a winner, but late.
Okay, and then what about the outside one? Are you doing that one?
Yes, still doing that one.
What about bees or wasps?
Ooh, boy, I would stay inside if I saw bees or wasps, but that's not one of them. The four on this one are really vague, so I'm not guessing that many people will answer these. But thanks for your try.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, very good. Well, let's see. I think I'll give you another 30 seconds or so if we get somebody to call in, but then I'm going to give you the answers to these. They're kind of fun. I'm looking forward to telling you the answers on some of these, because they're really far out there. The ones about name something, if you see it outside, you'd want to stay inside. One of them, I don't even know why they even put it on here. But, one last call. Let's take this last call. Hi, you're on the air.
And the outside one, I'm going to say if you saw somebody in your yard. I'm not going to say like a burglar, but somebody.
Okay, well, I can't give you that one because this one's real specific. But I'll tell you what, we had somebody say if you saw somebody with a gun outside, you wouldn't go outside. That's kind of oh, is that you? That's kind of the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good answer. Go out if I saw somebody creeping around. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. All right. Very good. Bye bye. Yeah, that's a good answer. And yeah, be careful out there. All right. I'm going. No more calls. Okay, we're stopping our calls because we're going to give you the answers on these. Now, we got all the answers for name something that has to be licked. Lollipop, ice cream, stamp, popsicle, envelopes, and your lips. Okay, we got all but one of the name something that you might be that might be full of holes. Not in Marion, this one is. I know the mayor pretty well. Road. It said road might be one of those things. And okay, let's give you the answer. I've only got about 30 seconds here. The answer to name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. The first one is bad weather. Second one, bear or an animal. The third one, zombies. If you see a zombie outside, you need to go to a home. All right, a fourth one, the apocalypse. Now, where do they come up with these answers? Now, the next one, I could guess I'd understand this, fire or smoke. And I don't know what in the world they were thinking of on this one. Bad celebrities. What is a bad celebrity? Oh, well, I suppose if you call me a celebrity, I would be a bad one. Have a great day. We'll talk to you at Swap Shop.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star.